Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on sequencing an old-school DNB Hoover stab for that 90s-inspired darkness. In this session, we're building one of those classic rave meets jungle sounds that feels gritty, tense, and instantly energetic. Think short, aggressive synth hits that sit on top of breaks and sub-bass without getting in the way. By the end, you'll have a usable Hoover-style stab sound, plus a rhythm pattern that feels authentic to dark drum and bass. We're going to do the whole thing with stock Ableton devices, so you can follow along straight away. First, create a new MIDI track and load up Waveedable. You could use analog too if you want a rougher, more old-school character, but Waveedable gives us a really easy way to control the tune and movement. Now let's build the raw Hoover sound. Start with oscillator 1 set to a saw wave, then add oscillator 2 on another saw wave as well. Detune oscillator 2 slightly, just a few cents, somewhere around plus 7 to plus 12 cents is a good starting point. Then turn on unison and set it to around 3 to 7 voices. I'd start with about 5. Keep the spread fairly wide, but don't max it out yet. We want this to feel big, but still punchy. The Hoover sound is all about thick saw waves, detune, and that slightly unstable movement. It should feel huge, but not polished. More dangerous than pretty. Now shape the envelope so this behaves like a stab, not a pad. That means a very fast attack, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Keep sustain low, around 0 to 20%, and use a short release, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds. That envelope shape is important because in DNB, the sound needs to hit and get out of the way quickly. You want that hit, then vanish feeling. A great DNB stab is more like a percussive event than a long synth part. Next, use the filter to make it bite. Set a low-pass filter, ideally LP24, and start with the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz, then adjust by ear. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, then give the filter envelope some movement so the sound opens quickly at the start. Use a fast attack, a decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain at zero and a short release. This gives you that classic rave-style wah on the front of the stab, which adds energy and tension. If you want a little more life, add some subtle movement. You can assign a slow LFO to pitch, Waveedable position, or filter cutoff. But as a beginner, I'd keep it simple. The most important part is the envelope and the detune. A tiny bit of instability goes a long way here. Now let's process the sound with stock Ableton effects and darken it up. A good basic chain is Waveedable, then EQ8, then Saturator, then Chorus Ensemble, then Auto Filter, then Reverb, and finally Utility. Start with EQ8. High pass the stab around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't clash with your sub bass. Then look for muddy buildup around 250 to 500 Hz and reduce it if needed. If the stab needs more bite, add a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If it gets harsh, gently tame the 4 to 7 kHz range. That mid-range focus is key. The Hoover should live in the mids, not in the low end. If it tries to be a bass sound too, it'll fight your kick and sub. Next, add saturator. Put in around 3 to 8 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then balance the output so it doesn't jump too loud. This gives the stab more density and grime, and helps it cut through the mix. Now add chorus ensemble for width and that old rave feeling. Keep the amount modest, the rate slow, and the width fairly wide. The goal is wide and dangerous, not washed out. Too much chorus can blur the rhythm, so keep an eye on it. Then use auto filter if you want extra motion. You can automate the cutoff across the bar or across the arrangement to make the stab evolve. Even a simple low pass opening during a breakdown can make the whole part feel way more musical. After that, add reverb. Keep it controlled. Use a decay around 1 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut somewhere around 5 to 8 kHz. Dry slash wet should usually stay fairly low, maybe 5 to 20%. In dark DNB, reverb is there to create mood, not to smear everything. If it's too wet, the stab loses its punch and the drums lose space. At the end, use utility to manage the stereo image. If needed, widen the stab a little, maybe 110 to 140%, but be careful. If the low mids get too wide, the stab can fight the bass line. In a busy DNB mix, width needs to be handled with intention. Now let's sequence it. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip, and set your project tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. That puts us in classic DNB territory. Use short notes and place the hits in a syncopated pattern rather than straight four-on-the-floor movement. A good starting rhythm is to place stabs on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and then another late offbeat before bar 2 or near beat 4 for tension. That kind of placement gives you a dark, broken-up phrase that works really well with jungle drums. You can use a single root note for a more minimal vibe, or a minor chord if you want more harmonic tension. If you're in a minor, for example, try A, C, E, and G. That minor seventh shape has a classic dark rave flavor. The important thing is to keep the notes short. Don't let them ring out too long. DNB stabs need room to breathe between the kick, snare, and break elements. Also, try varying the velocity. A few lower velocity ghost hits can make the pattern feel more human and less robotic. A little imperfection is a good thing here. Slight timing offsets, subtle velocity changes, and tiny modulation differences can make the part feel alive. Old school jungle energy often comes from that slightly unstable, sample-like feel. Once the pattern is working, start thinking about arrangement. For an intro, you might filter the stab down and add more reverb so it feels distant. In a breakdown, let it open up, widen it, and give it more space. In the drop, tighten it back up by reducing the reverb and focusing more on the punch and the mid-range. And right before a drop, a filter opening or a reverb swell can make the impact feel much bigger. This is where automation becomes your best friend. Automate cutoff, reverb amount, saturation drive, detune, and volume if needy. Those moves can turn one basic stab into a full arrangement tool. If the stab feels a little thin, you can layer it, but be careful. A beginner-friendly rule is to get one strong patch working first before adding more layers. If you do layer, you might add a noise attack or a low-mid synth hit for extra body, but keep it simple so the mix doesn't turn muddy. Another classic move is resampling. Once the MIDI part sounds good, print it to audio. Then you can slice it, reverse individual hits, add stutters, or reprocess it with more effects. That's a very authentic DNB workflow, and it often makes the sound feel more like a weapon than a synth patch. A few common mistakes to watch out for: too much low end, too much reverb, notes that are too long, too much detune, not enough distortion, and most importantly, a weak rhythm. In DNB, the rhythm is just as important as the sound design. A great stab with a weak pattern will still feel wrong. Here's a useful coaching tip: always check the stab in context with the drums and bass. If it sounds huge solo but disappears in the mix, it probably needs more mid-range or less stereo spread. Solo can be misleading in this style. For an extra challenge, make three versions of the same patch: one dry and aggressive for the drop, one wider and wetter for a breakdown, and one filtered, longer, more atmospheric version for transitions. Using the same sound in different ways is a great way to build a track without overcomplicating things. To wrap up, you've now created a classic old-school DNB Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. You started with saw waves and detune, shaped the sound with fast envelopes, added filter movement, processed it with saturation, chorus, and reverb, and then sequenced it in a syncopated rhythm that fits the energy of 90s-inspired drum and bass. The big takeaways are simple: keep it mid-range focused, keep the notes short, add controlled grit, and let the rhythm do a lot of the work. That's how you get that dark, ravey, jungle-ready character. If you want to take it further, the next step would be turning this into a full jungle riff or pairing it with a Reese bass for an even darker drop.